平安
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
好吧，我们先来读一处新约的圣经。
Let's read together a passage from the New Testament.
新约圣经罗马书第一章。
Romans in the New Testament, chapter 1.
第一章的第十八节。
Chapter 1, verse 18.
罗马书第一章第十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Romans 1:18 For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
好，我们低头一起祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们谢谢你。
Our Abba Father in heaven, we thank you.
又一次，你把我们召聚在这里，要听你儿子的福音。
That once again you have gathered us together to hear the gospel of your Son.
求你借着你的圣灵，能够做工在每一个人的心里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, may you perform your work in each of us.
特别是我们中间仍然在寻求真理、寻求信仰的人。
Particularly in those who are still seeking in their faith.
求你在今天在这个时候能把你的儿子显明在每个人的心显明在他们的心里面。
And so may you reveal your son in each of our hearts.
也显明在我们的心里面。
And also our hearts as well.
使我们真的可以认识他。
So that we may truly know him.
可以相信他。
And believe in him.
可以把荣耀、赞美、感谢都归给他。
And can give him glory, honor, and thanks.
也愿意你得到所有的敬拜和荣耀。
And may you receive all the worship and glory.
这样祷告，乃是奉你儿子耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们都知道，今天我们生活在美国啊，我们都生活在美国。
We know that today, we all live in the United States.
在美国也好，在西方国家也好，现在这个社会特别的强调要政治正确。
So whether you live in the United States or just Western society in general, we know that nowadays, political correctness is emphasized.
我们要包容，要有多元化这个社会。
That we need to, protect diversity and inclusiveness.
据说在2025年好了，那个迪士尼即将要，要那个播映的一个影片，就是《白雪公主和七个小矮人》重播，重新制作。
And in 2025, Disney is going to release a reboot of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
为了让这个片子能够政治正确，就把那个白雪公主要选那个。深色皮肤的人来演。
And in order to promote diversity, the casting for Snow White is someone who is of darker complexion.
白雪公主已经是西方国家写的，所以呢是白人，现在不能用白人，得用最好是用黑人或者说皮肤肤色的人来演白雪公主。
And when Snow White was originally written, it was written by Western society as a white person, but now to promote diversity, they're saying it needs to be an African American or someone darker.
Right.当然，七个小矮人这也不对，对吧？那个矮人，你不是在贬低那个那个那些矮的人吗？所以也要跟那没办法，就找那个矮人的那个协会商量，我们该怎么样来演，不伤害你们。
And also, the aspect of the dwarves may also be offensive, so they also consulted those who are dwarves to get their views on it.
这是社会如此，那我们。那么基督教呢
？So this is society, but what about Christianity?
当然，我们基督教也在这样宣扬说，这位神是博爱的神。
Christianity also often promotes that God is a loving God.
Yeah, 他是无条件的爱所有世界上所有的人。
That He loves with an unconditional love for everybody.
所以今天啊，临到这个世界上的这个自然灾难都不是从神来的。
And so they say that today these natural disasters do not come from God.
地狱也不是神造的。
That hell was not constructed by God either.
这完全和圣经是相背离的，对吧？
But this is completely against what the Bible says.
我们甚至有的人有一种印象啊，在传福音的时候就觉得啊，新约的神和旧约的神不同。
And perhaps even in the preaching of the gospel, sometimes there's this feeling that the God of the New Testament is completely different than God of the Old Testament.
旧约的神有很多愤怒啊，就是把一个民族一个民族的灭绝了。但到新约，神都讲究爱啊，对所有的人都爱。
The God of the Old Testament is a God of wrath who eliminates these groups of people, but the God of the New Testament is a loving God.
所以啊，新约的神可能和旧约的神不是同一个神，就有这样的错觉。
And so there is this wrong interpretation that God of the New Testament is different than God of the Old Testament.
我们都知道，圣经告诉我们，今天频繁的自然灾难，啊，圣经警告我们，就是神的这个愤怒即将要发泄在这个地上。
But we know the Bible tells us that these disasters that we see today, that it is from God to reveal to us what is to come.
而且是来自于神的，就是要警告世人，世界的末日即将来临。
And it is from God in order to show us that the end is near.
所以主耶稣也警告我们，你们不要怕那些杀害你们身体的人，不要怕人，他们最多只能杀死你的身体而已。
And so the Bible also says, do not fear those who can destroy the body, but cannot destroy the soul.
啊，我记得我小的时候啊，因为那个时候在文革期间嘛，那个我大概六七岁，我记不起了，我还记得这个印象，因为你知道造反派，一个造反派和另外一个造反派互相打，就有很多人死了。
Cultural revolution. So, I remember when I was younger during the Cultural Revolution when the two sides would oppose each other that there would be many deaths.
Because
I was only 5 to 7 years old at the time.
那时候我们正好我们那个城市里边的内有一个造反派就赢了。
And so there was a particular party that won at the time.
就去把那个另外一个派的那造反派人已经死了埋在那个坟墓里面。就要挖掘出来鞭尸，你知道鞭尸？就中国经常发生，古代也发生这样的事。
鞭尸
就是 the dead body take it out from the tomb and just whip
it. Okay. All right. So when the victorious party would then go to the graves of the losing party and dig up their dead members and
Whip it, right? So, 我那个时候印象非常深，虽然很小，因为那个从坟墓里边，我们因为小孩子好奇去看，就看着从坟墓里挖出来，尸体都变绿了，我才知道死人埋了段时间，那会绿的尸体。但是他们就拿出来到处拖，到处拿，因为什么？要把人的愤怒发泄在那个死人身上。
And so I was younger, so I had this curiosity, and I would see that these corpses in the grave, they would start to turn green, and yet these people are taking them out and mutilating it even more.
啊，但是主耶稣说，这些杀害你身体的人，对那个死的人，他根本不知道你在干什么事儿，对吧？毫无意义。但是主耶稣说，你们要怕神。
But the Lord says, do not fear these people who can only do things to the body, but you need to fear God.
因为神不光可以杀你的身体。而且把你的灵魂都要下到地狱里去，那是永远的痛苦。
Because God not only can kill your body, but He can send your soul to hell.
我们都知道啊，如果我们对圣经稍微有点了解，都知道其实旧约的神和新约的神是一样的。
And if we study the Bible, we'll see that God of the New Testament is the same as the God of the Old Testament.
他既有慈爱，但是他还有另外一面，常常被人忽略。
There is this loving kindness to God, but there's another aspect of Him that's often overlooked.
旧约也有很多神的慈爱，但是除了神的慈爱，还有神的公义，还有神的审判的一面。
Even in Old Testament, we see that there is this compassionate side of God, but there is also the side of justice and judgment.
所以今天我们刚才读的圣经，啊，刚才我们一起读的圣经，就告诉我们神有一个愤怒。
And so the verse that we just read, it says here that there is the wrath of God.
显明在啊，显明在这个天从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
This wrath of God revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
所以我们就要问，那他这个一切不虔不义的人究竟是谁呢？
And so who is this ungodliness and unrighteousness of men referring to?
为什么引起神这么大的愤怒，以致要把整个世界都给毁灭？
Why would it incur such this great wrath of God against the whole earth?
我们这些如果知道有这个愤怒的人，可以逃避这个愤怒吗？
And if we know of this wrath of God, can we escape from it?
啊， 那么这个对神究竟是在对谁愤怒呢？我们今天就来看一下啊，是谁神那么引起神人如此愤怒
？And who is this wrath of God incurred against? And who will this wrath of God?
我们刚才读的这些圣经，我不知道大家仔细读没有，我们再来仔细看一看啊。这些圣经说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
And so if we look at the verse closely, it says, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
圣经告诉我们，地上天地，天上地上所有的人，只要在地上活过的人，都是罪人。
And we also know that if for all men, whoever lived on this earth is a sinner.
对，都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，达不到神的要求。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and have fallen short of God's standard.
就是圣经说没有一个义人连一个都没有不管我们人眼睛中觉得这个人是好人那个人是坏人但是在神眼里面按照神的标准天底下没有一个义人没有一个好人
And the Bible says that there is none righteous not even one that there is no one who comes even close to satisfying God's standard.
但是大家仔细看这些圣经后面却对这个义人做了个定义
ButThe Bible also adds an additional clause to this.
就是什么呢？一切不虔不义的人，就是那些行不义、抵挡真理的人。哇，这个很重要。
It says against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness.
就是那些抵挡真理的人啊，这个才是今天我们要看的最关键的。
And so today, this is the critical thing that we will be looking at, this suppressing of the truth.
谁是抵挡真理的人啊？这个问题。
Who are those who suppress the truth and unrighteousness?
谁是今天在地上那些抵挡真理的人
？Who are those on earth today who suppress the truth?
是我吗
？Is it me?
啊，是我们在座的每一个人吗
？Is it someone in our midst?
还是指别的人
？Or is this talking about someone else?
那么抵挡的这个真理又是什么呢？
And what does it mean to suppress the truth?
这两件事情我明白，我们就知道为什么神有如此大的愤怒。
So if we can understand this, then we'll see why there is the wrath of God.
好，我们接着往下看刚才读的圣经。
So let's look further down.
第十九节、二十节啊。
Verses 19 and 20.
罗马书第一章第十九节，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人的心里。因为神已经给他们显明了。
Romans 1:19 Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，明明可知的。虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。这个无可推诿就是今天我们的题目，就是说到那天。你没有借口的，没有一个人有借口。
Verse 20, For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. And this phrase, without excuse, is the title of today's sharing, that no man will have this excuse.
其实这两节圣经非常蛮令人费解的。
And so this passage is sometimes very hard for people to understand.
神在这儿告诉我们神的事情，神的永能和神性，我们这些人是知道的。
For God is telling us about this eternal power and this divine nature, and it has been made evident to us.
我们在座所有的人，不管你听过神没有，没听过神，听过没有，我们是没有借口说我们不知道神的。这节圣经是这样告诉我，这两节圣经啊。
Everyone who is sitting here, whether you have heard of God or not. These things have been made known to you.
大家知道吗？我们今天在给别人传福音的时候，常常做的什么事情，就是要给别人证明神的存在，对吧
？Oftentimes during these gospel meetings, we try to prove God's existence to other people.
然后我们告诉人说，耶稣基督是谁？他是救主，要来拯救你的，千方百计想给人证明这件事。
And we explain who Jesus Christ is, how he came to save.Those who believe in him.
我记得我不知道现在我们这些传福音的弟兄姊妹这样说没有。那个时候我还吓唬别的人。
And so I don't know about other brothers and sisters, but when I used to preach the gospel, I used to try to scare people.
我告诉那些听福音的人说，我说今天哈，你们是听了福音了，所以你们明白知道有这么回事了。 将来有一天神要审判你的时候，你是没有借口的，那叫故意的抵挡。然后呢，其他的没有听过福音的人，他们不知道，所以是无知的罪啊。今天法律上有一个故意杀人和那个有意杀人是本质不同的。
And so, I used to tell gospel friends that, that now that I've shared the gospel with you, now you know who God is. One day when God comes to judge, you will be without excuse. And this is different than those who have not heard of God before because they do not know. Just like how in the law, there's a voluntary and involuntary manslaughter.
Right, thank you. 但是这两节圣经却告诉我们关于神的事情。你们明明神已经显明在我们的心里面，你的心里面，我的心里面了，已经显明了。
But here it says in verse 19 that, that God has made it evident to us, to all people.
然后呢，神的神性和永能是明明可知的。
And that His eternal power and divine nature is clearly seen and understood.
这些圣经确实承认第二世纪啊，我们确实眼睛看不见。
Indeed, sometimes our eyes cannot see.
No, always our eyes cannot see.
Our eyes always cannot see.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，那个时候我信主还不像在座各位好多人已经读过很多圣经了啊。我们一个老姊妹，就是刚刚决志的时候，就一天啊，不知道多长时间啊，读了40章的圣经，把我吓一大跳，对吧？
I remember
一个老的90多岁的80多岁的姊妹一下读40章圣经。那个时候我信主的时候压根就没读圣经，没读过。
I remember when I first believed, I did not read the Bible much, unlike an older sister in our midst who once she committed to the Lord, she would read even 40 chapters in a day.
那个时候我接受耶稣基督了嘛，就想要见到神。
Because, when I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, I wanted to meet God.
Yeah, 所以那个时候我就千万不记得神在哪里呢，就正好看到电视上有一个好莱坞拍的电视剧叫 Oh God， 大家有时候去查，今天还查得到 Oh God 那个一个电视剧，可能是电影吧。
And so there's a TV show or a movie called Oh God that I would watch、
oh, yeah, 那时候就演出神好像是一个人一样的，一下就显在人的面前，一下你开车的时候一下就不知道突然有个人坐在那儿，那就是 God、他做了很多很多非常奇妙的事情。
And so in this show, God would be a person that would just show up suddenly next to a person, and you would know that that person who just showed up is God.
那个时候我特别找，那是个电视连续剧，我想起来了，很多集，所以我把每一集都看完，因为那个时候我想要找到看得见的神。
And so that was a TV series, and I watched this because I wanted to also see God in such a way to be able to see Him.
你知道，今天我都有一个阴影在我的里面，每次开车的时候，我就想看。你是不是在我的旁边坐着？也就是因为那个时候造成的。
Even,
但是这圣经告诉我们，神是看不见的。
And even today, sometimes I have this feeling when I'm driving that I'll suddenly look to my side to see if God is there. But we know that the Bible tells us that God is cannot be seen.
圣经说神是自隐的神，是隐藏的神。
That God is an invisible God.
但是我们人可以借着所造之物，这个宇宙万物。我们可以明明知道神的存在。
But through creation, we can see God's existence.
以至于我们根本没有借口否定神。
And so we are without excuse to deny Him.
所以今天我们就从两个方面来想要告诉大家，你们其实原来是知道神的。一个就是借着宇宙万物，刚才我们弟兄也唱了这首，带我们唱的这首诗歌。借着宇宙万物，我们其实是知道神的神性和神的永能的。
So one way is through creation, and just like the hymn we just sang, that we can know God when we see His creation and His eternal power and divine nature is made evident.
然后呢，我们再来看第二个方面，我们的人的心里面，你的心里面，其实你是知道神的。好，我们想来证明这件事情。你说你不知道神，我们今天一起来证明你知道。
And the second,
你不能够否定，你没有借口的。
And the second evidence is actually within our own hearts.That we already know who God is. And so today we will examine how this is the case.
我们先来看第一点，借着所造之物，因为这个比较容易。
So let's look at the first point, which is the easier point, which is the creation of the world.
我们知道人类自从有我们人类以后啊，我们就不断的在探索啊，想要明白这个大自然，对吧？这个宇宙万物，我们所眼睛所能看得见的。
We know since days of old, man has always been trying to understand the universe.
大家知道为什么我们要这样做吗？
Do you know why man has such a desire to do so?
因为在我们人的里面，我们都知道这个宇宙万物、这个大自然背后一定有一些真理、有些规律，我们人可以找得到。
Because all know that behind this universe, that there's this rule, that there's this principle to be discovered.
对，我们可以借着明白这些自然的规律，可以造福我们人自己，对吧？
And through understanding this natural law, we can also know more about ourselves.
但是我们人，你知道是很矛盾的。另外一方面，那尤其是那些物理学家研究宇宙的，啊，他们又告诉我们说，宇宙的来源是完全是没有目的的，没有次序的。整个宇宙就是大爆炸，一爆炸，嘣一下就出了一个宇宙，然后是根本无意义、无目的的。
And we see that there is a contradiction that exists today, however, especially amongst those who try to understand the universe, because they say that there is no purpose in the universe, that one day that there was this big bang and we all came to be.
Yeah, 是，所以说人生没有意义，你最终每个人都要死，宇宙就消失了，而我们人就消失在宇宙中了，所以人生也无意义。你去读很多哲学家，现代哲学家的都告诉你，宇宙无意义，人类无意义。
And so they say that there is no meaning to life, that one day we will die and all will just end. And this is particularly popular amongst modern philosophers today.
那大家知道哈，最近 OpenAI 发布了一个叫 ChatGPT 4，不是 4.0，是 ChatGPT 4.0.
So OpenAI recently rolled out ChatGPT 4.0.
这个非常好啊，因为我们都知道人工智能在最近这几年发展非常非常的快，就近最近几年的事情。
And we know that recently this generative AI has taken off at such a high rate.
尤其是叫 generative, 就这个生成式的这个人工智能。为什么？因为这个生成式的人工智能是每一个人都可以和今天随时拿着手机就可以给这个人工最先进的人工智能对话。
And this generated AI especially, today, any person can pick up their phone and interact with this AI.
这个生成式的人工智能就是这个 ChatGPT, 尤其是这个 4.0, 特别厉害，现在你都知道，你和它对话你就感觉到它是个人一样的，就这种感觉了。
And ChatGPT has advanced to such a degree that when you communicate with it, it feels like you're talking to a person.
因为这个和我们人不一样，我们今天跟大家证明神的存在的时候，因为我们是根据我们的一点点有限的知识。你知道这个 ChatGPT 4.0 哈，它或者是所有 ChatGPT, 它背后的那个 database, 那个人工数据，那个大数据库，那是把人类知识总和都包括在一起，然后来告诉究竟有没有创造者的存在，可以这样。
And so when we talk with other people, there may be some limited knowledge, but when we talk of ChatGPT, the way ChatGPT is built is that it has consumed all the material that mankind has produced.
现在人所累积的所有知识都可以放在人工智能里边，然后 ChatGPT 可以告诉你。
And so all of man's knowledge has been put into this tool.
所以有的人好奇啊，我手机上我也下载了 ChatGPT, 就问他究竟有没有创造主的存在。
And so I also had ChatGPT on my phone, so I asked it the other day, is there a creator, is there evidence of a creator?
或者说叫做造物主的存在，是这么，这不是我了，是那个有人好奇就喜欢就问这样的问题。
Someone else asked that, does the creator exist?
Yeah, 我看到那个答案我都很那个吃惊。非常全面的，因为它不，这个人工智能不是自己的智慧，这是人的知识的总和。他把那个为什么这个，他首先说这个问题是一个非常深奥的问题，但是就着人目前的了解啊，可能真的有一个这样的造物主的存在。他列出了非常非常多的那个原因，但是我不可能在这跟大家讲太多了，我也不明白。
And I was astonished by the response because, It said that whether the creator exists is such a great mystery. However, based on what all that man has compiled, there seems to be evidence that the creator does exist based off of a list of different things.
但有一点我注意到了。
And there's a lot of things, but there's one thing that I
paid close attention to. 他说按照现在人类对宇宙的认识，宇宙是一个，我们原来哈在一百多年前，尤其是马克思那个时代，宇宙是无序的，是乱七八糟的，对吧？因为蹦一下爆炸出来了嘛。但是今天人类对宇宙的认识完全不是这样的。
And one point that stood out was regarding the universe, because growing up, especially if you were surrounded by Marx's teachings, that the universe is promoted as just something, just utter chaos, and that there's no rule to it.
包括所有今天最伟大的那些所谓的物理学家、这宇宙学家，他们都说宇宙的运行是非常精妙的，按照很多的数学常数、物理常数完全吻合在一起，和谐的在运行整个宇宙。
But today we learn that there's actually so many intricacies about the universe that all these things have to work in tandem at such a specific degree.
这些宇宙、这些物理常数、数学常数稍微有一点变化，今天宇宙就不是这个样子。
And if there's anything about these laws or principles that's slightly altered, then there will be no universe.
比如说，他说光速要稍微慢一点点，我们整个这个碳原子就不能够生存。整个人类，我们人是有机嘛，有机就是碳嘛，碳原子对吧？整个有碳的生命就不存在了。
And so, even the speed of what a light year is, it says that if the speed of a light year was even slightly slower, then there would be no solar system, that there would be no living life.
我们知道今天人都在谈碳基生命，就讲到我们人，然后讲硅基生命，就是讲到那个人工智能，因为它是在硅晶片上生成的，开始的嘛。
And so there is this biological life, but now there's also this artificial life.
而且他引述说最新的科学研究包括什么量子纠缠啊，这个双缝实验啊，都在指向在这个宇宙背后有一个设计者。
And so all these things, like for example quantum theory, reveal that there is a creator behind all these intricacies.
一定啊，这一定有一个，这个超过我们的知识范围，我们每个人，我也是科学家，了解就是那点点东西而已，对吧？他说这个宇宙的这个运行一定背后有个非常智慧的设计者，他没有说是创造者，他说有个设计者。
And I am a scientist myself, so I understand part of it, but the idea is that there must be a creator behind all these intricacies in the universe.
这是一方面，另外一方面，最近大家可能也跟踪科学技术最新进展，谷歌发表了一个叫 AlphaFold 3.0, 就是它是讲到蛋白质结构的彻底结构的那个解析哈 ，alpha fold, proteins unfolding structure.
Okay, so Google also recently invented something called the Alpha Fold 3, and the idea is that it reveals the intricate design of a protein.
这是个人工智能的一个模型哈，这个当然还在完善中，它只是 Alpha Fold 3嘛，对吧？可能还有 4, 还有 5, 还有我们不知道了。
And of course, this is something that man developed, a human model, so this is right now only on version 3, so maybe
但这个模型设计者被人接受人采访的电视采访的时候他这样说。
But when they interviewed the developer, he said this.
你说过去我们人为了解析一个蛋白质的那个折叠结构，因为过去好像今天早晨那个姊妹有个姊妹还跟我说，她说我们原来人以为只要把那个基因的那个次序能够检析出来，我们就可以解决人类的生命问题了嘛。
So before, when they were talking about the protein layering and also about how the idea that you just need to understand the structure of a gene, then you can understand everything.
后来才发现到，原来不光是基因的序列要被解析出来才知道，它这个基因序列所形成的蛋白质，还有它的那个折叠结构也非常非常重要，也会影响到我们人，影响到人的生命。
But now we understand it is far more complex to that. That even the way that the protein is structured, the way the layers are formed, this impacts how the living organism.
过去解析一个蛋白质，还用最先进的什么冷冻电镜之类的话，需要还是一定的时间。一个博士的论文也就是解析一个两个蛋白质就完了，就是可以得到博士学位了。
And so even to receive a PhD degree, you can just write about one singular aspect of a protein.
那么自然界总共有上亿个两亿个蛋白质结构，那要解析出来要多长时间呢，对吧？
But there are tens of millions of different hundred millions of different protein layers and structures and things.
Two hundred million, right? 然后呢，他说今天有了这个AlphaFold 四以后，一年之内，全世界所有生物，包括人，包括动物，所有蛋白质全部解析出来。当然还不是完全很准确，但是他马上就把蛋白质结构全部告诉你是什么样的。
And for the fourth version of this, they're trying to map out the protein structure of all living organisms. Of course, it won't be the most accurate, but they're trying for this magnitude.
就这个 third version 就是这个可以了。这个有人把它说这是上帝的视角，就是你知道，上帝看我们一个个蛋白质怎么折叠起来，当然一看就清楚了。但是这个人工智能竟然可以在一年之内把全世界所有的蛋白质结构全部剪析出来，当然还是准确性还有一定的受质疑啊。And
they're calling this almost like a view of God to be able to see something in its entirety.
所以人就开始幻想了。
And so man, now,
我们知道这一切, 我们以后就可以控制人的生命了, 对吧?
And so man now starts to dream, saying that if we can understand this, then we can control the way that life works.
这个可以节约人十亿百亿，应该是10 billion，就是一这个人这个是开发这个alpha-fold-3的人说，可以为我们人类节约100亿年的时间呢。这就是所谓的上帝的视角，好像从上帝的角度来看人类的生命啊。
And so they're saying that you can understand 1 billion?
No, 1 billion.
Yeah, one billion years. Hey. 1 billion years of time have been saved through this development. That's why they're saying that this is almost view, having this view of God in terms of how life works.
1 billion years save us to understand life.
Mm-hmm.
所以这个不得了哈, 所以人就开始幻想了, 也许我们人可以能够活到1000岁了。 你去查网上,Google就查出来。 你知道1000岁是什么意思吗?
And so people now are dreaming, saying that this could potentially mean man can live up to 1,000 years, and you can look online to see such things.
1000岁，圣经里边记载最年龄最大的是多少? 969.
And we know in the Bible the oldest person was 969.
在3500年前，圣经就告诉人可以活到969，最长寿的那个。哇，那个人看了，那个时候我们那个。 在这个之前人看了不可能的事，怎么可能会那么久？现在人说的真的可以呢？And
the Bible reveals
this预测了，对吧？
That one, the longest living person was 969, which today's people seem to have a hard time accepting. They're saying, how can that be?
Not today, but today now we see this is a possibility.
Oh, we see a possibility.
过去是更不可能有这样的事，而且不光如此，甚至有的人甚至更进一步说，可能人将来有一天可以解决永生的问题。
And there are even those who are saying that one day you can even address eternity.
这些东西因为都记载在圣经里面，神告诉我们有永生，所有的人都不相信。哦，现在人的科学技术发展到现在，哎，说不定真有可能呢，对吧？今天谈永生的人，不信神的人多着呢。So
the Bible has taught eternity, but man did not seem to accept. But now with this, all these developments, they're seeing that actually this is a possibility.
这就是神在刚才这些圣经说的。 借着所造之物，其实我们是知道神的永能和他的神性。这个永生就是在神性里的部分。我们是知道这些东西的。And
so, regarding the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
当然，退一步说哈，我们所有这些在座的人，绝大部分人，我们其实根本就不需要去了解，也没有时间去了解。我上次星期五跟那个。 Chris在聊天的时候，其实他对人工智能他根本就不follow，对吧？我们绝大部分人其实不去，没有时间去求助这些外面的证据。But
we know that the majority of us don't look for this evidence, don't have the time to look at all these evidences. I was talking to Chris on Friday about AI, and he did not seem to pay much attention to it.
Right，因为我们人确实是如此，我们精力时间有限，我们不可能去了解那个爱因斯坦所认识的、那个霍金所认识的东西。
Because we have very limited time, we are not like Einstein who, you know,
dove
deep into this. But if we all return to our own hearts, we will find this evidence.
我们人,每一个人,你信神也好,不信神也好,你的内心是有证据告诉你神是存在的。
And whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, the evidence is within your heart.
我们都知道,当我们那个 亚当夏娃不是犯罪了吗？我们与神就隔绝了，对吧？
So when Adam and Eve committed their sin, they were separated from God.
我们对神的事情一无所知，中国人也是，我想美国人也，至少在之前也差不了多少。我们不知道神是谁，我们也不认识他。And
we don't know who God is, we don't know things related to him.
我们和他的生命和神，所以说他见不到，我们也不知道，和他的生命是完全是隔绝的。
Our life was completely separated from him.
我们怎么可能知道呢？我们怎么说？你说我心里知道神，你不是圣经里自己也说了吗？我们和神的生命已经隔绝了，那我怎么知道？
So then how would we know him? Doesn't the Bible also say that we have been completely separated?
但是我们人里边有两样东西啊，是还仍然有功用，仍然是活着的。
But there are two things in us that is still living and active.
一个就是我们的良心，一个就是我们的直觉。
One is our conscience, and the other one is our intuition.
啊，直觉是什么？我们先来看直觉啊，直觉就是我们常常说的啊，人的第六感官，对吧？
So why don't we take a look at the intuition first? People often refer to the intuition as the sixth sense.
或者说是灵感，我不知道灵感中英文怎么翻，灵感是就是 sense of something. You cannot tell why.Right. 啊、我觉得就像牛顿、啊、牛顿坐在苹果树下，砰，一个苹果掉下来砸在他头上，我一下就知道原来可能有万有引力的存在，这就是灵感。
Just like Newton, when he was sitting under a tree and got hit by the apple, somehow he had this intuition that gravity exists.
我们知道中国古代的诗人、啊、像李白啊什么的，他们写诗的时候要喝酒，喝得醉醺醺的时候，这个时候有灵感，写出来的诗飞流直下三千尺，能够能想象出，你平时间你从理性上不可能，对吧？嘿，他就可以，为什么？因为他突然有这个灵感，就能够写出这些平时间你靠理性写不出来的东西。
Or like famous, like the famous Chinese author Li Bai, when he can only write when he was drunk, and he would have intuition to write works, write really great works.
Yeah.因为要有灵感才能写作，我想很多今天的中国的书法家也在干同样的事情，他为了想要有灵感，就在写那个书法的时候，写那个中国那个全体就装着那个就是说打扮得很乱，大吼大叫，因为他要去找那个灵感，所以才写出那个很好的文字、啊、这就是那个东西。
So even today a lot of
但那是假的，我觉得
a lot of these caricature writers and calligraphy writers in China, when they would write, they would always dress up in a certain way and act very strangely to seek this inspiration, to unlock this intuition to write.
但是有一件事情我们是确定的，自从有人类以来，我们都有宗教信仰，对吧？
But we know that since civilization was formed, that there is this religion.
那个时候我们把它叫做迷信。
And we used to say that they were these superstitions.
Yes, 尤其是在中国大陆啊，因为我们受无神论的教育嘛啊，我们常常会觉得哦，为什么人会有宗教信仰？是因为人类对宇宙、对自然的知识很少，所以呢才会因为解释不了嘛，所以才会去迷信。这是我们过去的解释，对吧
？And growing up in China, where atheist teachings were promoted.The idea of religion was a means of man to just try to make sense of their limited knowledge of the world and the universe.
但是三十多年前我来到美国的时候，第一个感觉就是不对。美国当时的中国比美国落后很多，对吧？三十年前，一九九三年、九二年的时候，九三年啊，那个时候就说：“哎呦，美国怎么到处都是这个教堂啊？太迷信了。”
And I remember 30 years ago in 1993 when I came over to the U.S.I thought it was so strange how there were churches everywhere.
因为那个时候是美国，那个时候我想今天也是世界上对科学技术、对宇宙的了解最深的一个国家，竟然这么迷信啊！这个是我一直不能够理解的。当时
And I was perplexed at the time because the United States were the most scientifically advanced and understanding the most in the world, yet they.Had all these superstitious beliefs.
其实今天更是如此。今天我们人类已经发展到这三十年以后，非科学技术、人的知识已经大爆炸了，对吧
？And even now, 30 years later, that this knowledge of man has greatly exploded.
但是你去看看今天人类的人口，总共是大概接近80亿的人口，有一半多啊，大概40到50亿的人，一半多的人竟然相信有神的存在，在今天。现在
And now more than half of the world believes that there is a God who exists.
为什么
Why is that?
为什么为什么人心里中总会要有这样一个神的概念，或者有个创造者，或者有一个我们不知道的。
Why is it that man has this feeling that there is a God, that something must exist out there?
最近有的人哲学家们在研究人类为什么会有这个乌托邦的这个想法啊？这个乌托邦大家知道就是空想的完美的社会。
utopia?
Yeah, okay. So
now man always has this construct of what this utopia would look like.
因为这个乌托邦的这个社会啊, 跟人类造成了非常大的灾难。
Because this utopian society has created this great disaster for man.
其中的一个就是共产主义。
One is the communist thinking.
幻想人类这样, 将来有一天, 物质如此丰富, 就按需分配了, 再也没有罪恶, 再也没有凶杀了, 这是不是一个完美的社会? 人会有这样一个想法。
Because as constructed for them, this image of society where material is abundant and everybody shares freely.
但是我们当知道这个乌托邦的这个社会在人类社会中实践中进行的时候, 却带来是大屠杀。
But we know that when one actually tries to carry out this utopian way, that there actually is a great massacre.
前苏联十月革命, 啊, 一直到斯大林统治期间, 整个苏联人口并不多的, 竟然被无辜的杀了六千多万人。
For example, the Soviet Union, when they were trying to live out this utopian society, during their revolution, more than 60 million civilians died.
Yeah, 然后呢, 柬埔寨也是想要实现共产主义, 死了300万人, 因为300万人不多, 柬埔寨人的四分之一都被屠杀了。
柬埔寨,
Cambodia.
Okay, even in Cambodia, when they were trying to enact these ideals, more than 3 million people died.
Yeah, 当然我们中国也不例外, 我们大概又死了好几千万人, 对吧? 我们只是不去, 因为 苏联也好, 柬埔寨是因为现在已经变了, 所以他把这个数据公开出来, 我们中国不知道。
And of course, China is not excluded, but at least Russia and Cambodia has revealed these statistics, so we have an idea. China doesn't even reveal the stats.
所以很多社会学家, 科学家就想要明白, 这个乌托邦为什么跟人类带来这么大的灾难, 乌托邦的来源是什么, 怎么回事?
And so many scholars try to understand why does utopian thinking cause such disasters for man.
因为在人的内心深处有一个完美的一个社会也好, 一个什么东西, 永恒也好, 这个东西是造成人一直要去幻想一个这样的东西。 其实圣经说,
And it's because in man's heart there's this desire, whether it's an ideal society or whether it's eternity, that there's something in their heart.
这就是神, 圣经里面说的, 神把永生这个概念放在人的心里面。 人一直想要去寻找这个永恒，这个完美啊！神放的永生是个完美的东西。
And the Bible says that God has set eternity in the hearts of man, that they have this desire to seek out this eternity.
Yeah, 这个永生啊，不是我们说哦，我们不想死，还不是那么简单，所以才会引起人不知道为什么，虽然不信神，但是还是去向往一个这个看不见这个乌托邦、这个共产主义或者别的主义，就这个完美的东西。
And so there exists this emptiness in man's heart then that man tries to fill with this utopian style of thinking in order to create this ideal society that they long for.
然后还有,这是直觉啊, 人里边深处的东西, 还有就是人的良心。
And so this speaks of the intuition, but there's also the conscience.
圣经告诉我们,神把他自己圣洁的律法, 刻画在人的心里面，每一个生下来的人，不管你信神也好，不信神也好，你都有一个道德，有一个良心的标准，对不对？
And so whether you believe in God or not, that there is this conscience that exists in you, that there is a sense of morality that exists.
你去对比旧约啊，以色列人在3500年前写所的十大诫命，再对比你每一个人心里边你对道德良心、良心道德的想法。 非常一致的吻合。
And so even if you take a look at the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament, even if you don't believe in God, you'll see how this aligns very well with your conscience and your
很简单, 不可杀, 孝敬父母, 不可杀人, 不可奸淫, 不可偷盗, 不可撒谎, 不可贪婪, 这些是不是我们良心里面的标准? 你去看十大诫命, 全部在里面。
So you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet, all these things exist.
啊, 有的人说啊, 中国人自古以来有三个梦想。
And they say that in China, from ancient days to now, that there are three things.
啊, 不是说中华民国, 中华民族伟大复兴, 不是那种梦想, 是人自古以来, 中国人, 啊, 我想全世界其他国家其实都有, 三个梦想。
And so, whether it's China or the rest of the world, Chinese people used to say there are three dreams.
第一个dream就希望在上掌权的那个皇帝也好, 那个今天呢就不是皇帝了，就是总统也好，主席也好，他们是一个很有智慧、很有能力、很公正的人，所谓的明君啊，就是很明白的君王，这样我们大家就可以国泰民安，对吧？
The first dream is that whoever the ruler is, that the ruler that may be full of wisdom and power and fairness, and justice, so that society may be governed well.
如果万一没有这个明君，那么就退其次。求一个青天大老爷能够伸张人间不平事的正义，伸张正义，对吧？伸张正义就是就是 practice righteousness, justice to all the uneven things in this in the world. Even if there's no lunar good one, who somebody can judge can do the same thing.
Okay, yes.
Right? Is that right? Yeah. Alright, so 所以说就是第二个梦，就是希望有一些正直的那个青天大老爷，我们中国人叫啊，或者台湾人也是叫同样的，我相信啊，这是第二个。万一你要没有碰到一个这个青天大老爷呢，我们就希望碰到一个侠客，哇，这个人虽然不遵守人间的法律，却可以行侠仗义，可以替天行道，对吧？就是一个武功很高强的人，专门屠杀那些个坏人，为了好人，就是那些。
And so the second dream is that there would be this person who is able to eliminate enemies and
enemies of the unjust, bad
criminals, and
yeah, 就是 Zorro, 西方国家叫 Zorro,
Zorro,
yeah, Zorro,
oh, Zorro.
我们中国就更多武功高强，那是武功第一的人，那我们都是最好的那种人。啊，我们中国人就是你今天大陆的电视剧打开，尽是那些行侠仗义的人，对吧？因为那个世界太黑暗了，这个社会太黑暗了，我们盼望这样的一个梦。
And so even if you turn on TV today, you see all these ideas of heroes and vigilantes because society is so evil today.
所以你看我们中国人有一种说法叫替天行道，天那叫什么呀，替天行道，然后我们说那些坏人叫丧尽天良，对不对？然后那些坏事我们说是天理难容，都跟天有关系，这个东西是怎么来的，大家问过没有？
And soThe Chinese have a lot of phrases when it speaks to matters pertaining to this. They always reference heaven.
Yes.
That all of these things seem to be related to heaven.
Yeah, heaven justice.
Heavenly justice.
所以我们人啊，有的人有思想家们就会想，人怎么会有这样一个概念，好像有绝对公平正义，人间绝对没有的。但是人总是想象有一个绝对公平正义的东西存在。
And so how is it that man would yearn and have a sense of what absolute justice looks like, even though that doesn't exist in today's world.
其实这就是圣经告诉我们的，将来有一天神的愤怒要倾倒在这个地上的时候，当神要审判这个地上的时候，神就根据我们你我的良心啊，不管你信神也好，不信神也好，就根据你的良心的那个绝对的公平正义来审判你，审判我，审判世界上所有的人。
And the Bible shows to us that one day when the end is here, when God comes to judge, that he will judge us based off this absolute justice and judgment that has been validated by our conscience.
啊，所以我们刚才讲了这么多，我们把它归纳一下，否则就不知道在讲什么了。我们刚才已经讲了整个宇宙的奥秘啊，讲的都是指向这位造，有一位造物主，对吧？
And so we have said that, that there is this mystery of this godliness, this godly mystery in the universe.
然后呢，我们也讲到了人心目中啊，每一个人心中有一个对永生不知道是什么回事，就会对一个完美的社会的一种盼望，然后呢，一种完全的公平正义啊，这些东西你知道在圣经里边告诉我们是指向什么的，是指向背后一个绝对的真理。
And we've also talked about man's yearning for eternity, this yearning for this perfect society.Yeah, the Bible tells us that all these things actually point to something.
Yeah, 这就是圣经里边非常简单的一句话归纳起来，耶稣基督和他钉十字架，就这么简单，就把刚才我所说宇宙的奥秘啊，为什么要有绝对的公平正义，为什么要有永恒的生命，全部归纳到一句话，因为耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
And all this points back to this one phrase in the Bible, which is Christ and Him crucified.
圣经告诉我们，所有宇宙的奥秘都是因为耶稣基督而有的。
For the Bible tells us that all the mystery of the universe exists because of Christ.
所有造物主的一切奥秘都是 耶稣基督，就这么简单。我们没有时间去讲太多太多了，圣经就在解释为什么所有 你的存在，我的存在，宇宙的存在啊，小到我们俩我们个人，大到整个宇宙的存在，都是因为耶稣基督而有的。你的存在也是因为耶稣基督。
And all things have come to be because of Christ. We exist because of Christ. You exist because of Christ.
Yeah. 然后呢，讲到公平正义，绝对的公平正义。你知道在圣经里边告诉我们为什么吗？就是耶稣基督必须要钉死在十字架上，这就是绝对公平正义的表现。
And also speaks of fairness and justice. And do you know how fairness and justice is shown in the Bible? It's shown when Christ is crucified on the cross.
耶稣基督要带把所有全人类的罪倒在自己的身上，被钉在十字架上，神审判他，把他钉死在十字架上，神的愤怒发泄在他的身上。
For he took all the sin of man on his shoulders, and the wrath of God came upon him.
然后讲到我们空洞里边有个永生，耶稣基督三天从死里复活。他有一个胜过死亡的生命，这个生命要给你，要给我，这个就是解决我们刚才说的那个直觉你的永生的问题。
And also in our hearts, how we used to have this whole of eternity, but when Christ died and he was raised up 3 days later, he now imparts this eternal life to us.
其实就是今天我们一再而再而三跟大家所讲的那个福音，就是这个东西，就是这些。
And this is the content of the gospel which we are trying to share today.
你知道当初是神自己啊，在旧约的时代是神借着众先知把这个真理要告诉以色列人。
In the Old Testament, these prophets were used to try to explain this to the people.
到了我们今天这个时代，一开始的时候是耶稣基督来亲自自己讲。
And now in the New Testament, the Lord himself personally says this to us.
神借着很多的神迹奇事来告诉耶稣基督啊，和他钉十字架啊，来证明这件事情，向当时的以色列人。
And also, all these miracles and testimonies are to point to the fact of who Christ is.
而且今天这个福音已经传遍了整个全世界。
And now this gospel has been shared across the world.
如果你不信，就是你在抵挡这个福音，就是今天我们读的那圣经，神的愤怒要发泄在那些阻挡真理的人，就是不愿意接受福音的人。
And so if you do not believe this, that you are suppressing the truth and unrighteousness, and this is who the wrath of God will come upon.
所以我们就明白刚才读的那些圣经了，哦，原来神的愤怒不是所有的罪人，因为我们都是罪人，基督徒也是罪人，你和我都是罪人，但是我们如果不阻挡这个真理，接受耶稣基督，我们就不在神愤怒之下了。
And so we cannot read this as the wrath of God is revealed from him against all sinners, because we are all sinners, even Christians are sinners. But we are exempt from this because we do not suppress the truth when you believe.
今天神如此大的愤怒，以至于整个世界都要带到毁灭，啊，世界的末日，就是因为那些阻挡真理的人。
The wrath of God who will bring an end to this world is because of those who suppress the truth.
换句话说，就是拒绝接受耶稣基督福音的人。
Or in other words, those who reject the gospel of Christ.
那么他们是谁呢？我们可以再稍微仔细来看一点点，这些人是谁。
And so who are these people? We can take a closer look.
他们为什么要阻挡？
Why do they want to suppress the
truth? 我们都知道，第一个阻挡福音的人就是撒旦啊。我们今天讲到的人，这个灵界有一个非常厉害的人物叫撒旦。
We know that the first is Satan, who is this very powerful being.
因为这个救恩跟他没有关系啊，圣经告诉我们。
Because he has no part in this salvation.
当然他认识神，所以主耶稣在地上的时候，很多那些邪魔妖怪看到耶稣的时候说：“哇，你是神的儿子。”他们当然认识神，也知道这个救恩。
And he knows who the Lord is, because even when the Lord is on earth, when he came across all these demons, they know who Christ is.
第二个阻挡这个真理的人就是以色列人，就是犹太人。
The second is the Israelites, the Jews.
他们知道吗？整本旧约都在告诉他们耶稣基督的救恩的事情，他们却拒绝接受，尤其是那些犹太精英们。
The whole Old Testament was revealing who Christ is to them, yet they refused to believe.
直到今天也是如此。
And even to this day, that's the case.
他们不光自己不信，而且别人信都不行。
And not only do they not believe, they also do not want others.
而且连传都不行。
And they don't want others to share the gospel.
那时候在当年主耶稣在地上的时候，所以我们今天就可以解释为什么在今天 为什么以色列还遭遇这么大的苦难，对不对？我们知道哈马斯去屠杀了很多以色列人，在几个月以前的。
And we can see today how Israel is under so much, encountering so many disasters, even with the Hamas, war of the Hamas.
这个世界上你找不出第二个民族受的深重灾难的苦难超过以色列民族。当然，我们非常同情他们。
And it's hard to find a group of people like the Israelites who have suffered so much in history. Of course, we are sympathetic towards them.
因为犹太人是神的选民，用他们来向人显明神的存在的一个民族。
Because the Israelites are the people of God, they are to show that God is.
所以，作为神的儿女，作为基督徒，我们非常同情他们。我们也其实，在一定程度，我们是支持他们，希望他们能够胜过这些灾难，能够认识耶稣基督。
So, and as children of God, thus we have a heart for them that we do hope that Israel may be able to withstand such tribulation.
那么剩下的我们这些人呢？我们是不是阻挡这个真理、这个福音的人呢？
And then how about us? Are we those who suppress the truth, suppress the gospel?
我们常常啊，我们可以问问大家，你听过福音没有？今天坐在这就肯定听了，对吧？拒绝不了了。
We may ask people, "Have you heard the gospel?" And of course, if you're sitting here today.You cannot say.
我记得我有时候我们在有时候在跟那个福音朋友传福音的时候，往往有福音朋友说：“嘿，我们家原来那个是信主的耶，对吧？”有这样的感觉。我常常听到这样的福音朋友讲：“哦，我家爷爷是信主的。
”And I remember, when speaking with gospel friends, that oftentimes they come to the realization that someone in their family was a believer.
但是你为什么不信呢
？But then I ask, why don't you believe?
对，为什么要拒绝呢
？Why do you reject this?
所以说，这样的拒绝的原因很多很多。
Of course, they come up with many reasons for rejection.
你知道吗？因为我喜欢讲马克思，因为讲马克思比较安全哈，不能讲具体的后面的人了。马克思哈，当年他是快两百年了哈。当初他一直不，他是原来他是个信耶稣的人。后来你去看他传记，好吧 ？Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. Yeah. So I like to speak about Karl Marx a lot. And this 200 years ago, he was actually a believer at first.
It was beginning. 后来他自己决定不相信神了，但是他要去找证据证明神不存在啊，这是他的一个工作，读了很多很多的书，对吧
？But then he made the conscious decision to no longer believe, and he started seeking material to prove that God does not exist.
当进化论发表了，达尔文跟他是同时代人，那个达尔文发表进化论的时候，他高兴得不得了，哎呀，我总算找到证据证明我是对的了，神不存在。
And so when Darwin came out with his theory of evolution, Marx was elated because he said that this is the proof.
Proof. 就说实际上他先已经决定不相信神了，然后再去找一些证据，等到科学那个时候的科学啊发表出来说，哇，人是进化来的，他高兴的不得了，不是那个时候没电话，那个时候就写信给达尔文，因为达尔文理都不理他，你去看那个传记就知道。
And so Marx.Actually, had already made the decision to not believe, but now he is using the theory of evolution to prove his own view. And so he was so happy he would write letters to Darwin thanking him.
刚才我们讲到爱因斯坦也是一样的，他相信宇宙如此精妙的运行，一定有一个一个智慧的设计者。但是我不信。
And like Einstein, even though he promoted these teachings that there is so many.Intricacies and laws in the universe governing them. Yet he did not believe.
Yeah, 我不愿相信，因为这个造物主，也许他设计了，他就走了，跟我没关系，所以我不信他，就这么简单。他传记里边，人跟他写的传记就这样写的。
His view was that God created the world and then left it. So now that God's not in the picture, he does not care about God.
那还有个Stephen Hawking， 豪金也是，哦，宇宙太精妙了，第一推动力我也解释不了，但是我就是不愿意相信神。你有把握怎么地？他就是这样说，我就不愿意相信，怎么样
？And even Stephen Hawking, who said that the there is so much awesomeness in the universe, yet he rejects the idea of a God because but does not believe.
Sorry. 最近美国，你知道这个有个叫 James Webb 的那个 telescope 啊，那个美国花航天中心花了$100亿去把一个很好的、最先进的那个望远镜放在太空中。沿着太阳转，想要探索宇宙。
And so recently, the James Webb Telescope, which was built using millions of dollars because they wanted to have this better view of the of space and the universe.
It's not million; it's $10 billion.
$10 billion.
Yeah, it's really a big money, right? Mm-hmm. And the U.S. can do that. 啊，然后呢放在那儿去，最新的发现那个那个跟踪这个还有那个 Web 卫星的在电视上一个采访，哇，他说最新发现原来宇宙啊，我们说大爆炸棒一下就来了，是137亿年前宇宙大爆炸的。
And so they went interviewing the people behind the building of the telescope. They're saying that this Big Bang theory, which occurred supposedly 13 billion years ago.
但是最新的发现，宇宙的存在比那个还早。这个大爆炸理论就开始有问题了啊！那个采访的人说，哇，这个其实很好解释。如果你相信这个宇宙是有智慧者设计的，那就解释了。但是人不愿意接受，因为他说什么？因为我们骄傲，所以我们不接受。
And they were saying that actually even before the supposed time of the Big Bang, that the universe already existed. And the most logical explanation for this is that a creator exists, but because man is proud, they refuse to believe.
人的骄傲阻拦我，使我们去阻挡真理。
And the pride of man obstructs them from accepting.
当然还有很多原因，每个人的原因不一样。有的时候，大部分人是我没有时间，我没有精力，我没有这个能力，我也不想，没有兴趣，对吧？这是我们绝大部分人的原因。
And a lot of reasons people give is that I don't have the time, I don't have the interest, I just don't have a desire to know so.
Exactly. 所以所以哈，神就有一个圣经里边告诉我们，我们没时间往下读了哈，从21节开始了嘛，说，所以神就任凭人去这样下去。
And so, and we don't have the time, but from verses 21 onwards, we see that God gave them over to these different things that man,
right.
that evil man desired.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不把神当作神来荣耀来感谢，所以神就任凭你们。你们既然不感谢我，不承认我，那么你们就这样吧。而且不光如此。
And so it says that even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. And so God is saying that if you do not desire to honor me in such a way, then I will give you over.
甚至圣经告诉我们，神甚至给他们一个生发错误的心，就是 illusion 啊，就是这个错觉，好像感觉到神可以真的不存在一样。
And it says that that God gave them over to this illusion, to this depraved mind.
所以你看接下来的神任凭人。任凭人，人就开始去拜偶像了。神任凭人，人就开始行淫乱了啊，这个邪恶淫乱。然后神任凭人啊，接下来讲到很三个任凭，人就开始罪恶，就开始在人类社会泛滥。
And so, they start to truly have this belief that God does not exist, and we see how they are then, given over to this corruption and to this.To these degrading things.
Yeah, 人到最后啊，恶贯满盈的时候，不光自己喜欢去做，而且也希望别人去犯罪。
And all this great wickedness and evil things and immoral things, not only do they do it, they want others to join him in doing.
今天在中国大陆就看见那些贪官们，他们贪，他们也希望他的下属、他的上级也都一起贪，而且这个腐败是没办法治理的。不光是中国，美国也是。川普不是刚刚定罪了吗？
And we see in China how.Corruption is so widespread that those who are corrupt want others to be corrupt with them, and they try so hard to stop it, but it still runs rampant. And we see even in the U.S. this happens with Trump's recent conviction.
啊，那些在上当政的说，哇，历史的大事是人类会越来越好，根本不是。圣经说是刚好相反，人类历史的洪流滚滚的，毫无没有人可以阻拦，直奔地狱。
And so the world has this wrong impression that.Things will continue to get better, but the Bible teaches the exact opposite, that things are actually getting worse.
我上次在不久前哈，我在也在讲到这个人类社会会变得越来越这个腐败，罪恶蔓延的时候，哇，他有个人上来说，哎，我觉得这个社会现在挺好啊，对吧？是不是有这种感觉？很多人都有这种感觉。所以社会现在手机也方便了，什么都方便了 ，right? Very good.
So once I was speaking of this topic of how the world is.Becoming worse and worse, and someone came up to me afterwards and said, "Actually, I think the world is not too bad. We look at the advancement of technologies, the capabilities of our phones nowadays."
圣经真是都预言这个了，你说这样的话都被预言了。
But the Bible has already foretold all these things.
就人类在毁世界末日之前哈、啊，就像挪亚洪水的时候，人家又吃又喝又娶又嫁，对吧？
that in the end days, that just like in the days of Noah, when people are eating and being merry and drinking. And today, man thinks that they are in a very good spot, but are knowingly digging their own grave.
我不知道大家在座多少人在紧跟这个AI 人工智能的发展。
I don't know how closely people are following the development of AI.
上个星期我们公司把我们人组织起来, 一定要经过关于人工智能和它的安全做那个两个小节。 反正是一段时间的教育, 告诉我们, 尤其是这个深层人工智能每个人都可以接触的。 告诉人工智能可能跟人类带来的问题。And
even at my workplace, we had this two-hour-long meeting about AI and safety, especially about generative AI, how it might present a danger.
最近这几年啊, 就是两三年时间, 非常的快, 而且预计在未来的五年时间, 这个人工智能将发展到, 现在就已经有人说, 人工智能已经有意识了。And
so, even in the last 2-3 years, we see how quickly AI has developed, and they say that this is only will grow exponentially over the next 5 years, that it's grown to the point where they have almost this
conscious. 非常非常厉害的人搞人工智能啊，还不止，很多这些人现在已经联署起来签订一个协议，呼吁全世界暂停六个月不研究人工智能。And
so people may not think this is a big deal, but when you consider OpenAI founder like Sam Altman and Jensen Huang, they actually had signed an agreement to pause all development work for 6 months on AI.
那些所有的计算机领域里边 Turing的那个 award， 很多60几个人都集起了联起， 告诉全世界的人暂停研究， 大家能停止吗？不可能。
And those who are involved with the Turing Institute, like they all got together and wrote this letter warning the world about the dangers of AI.
你知道我们所说的 Elon Musk， 一边在告诉人， 人工智能危险， 一方面自己投入很多的钱搞人工智能， 他没办法， 他停不下来。
And even someone like Elon Musk, who consistently warns about the dangers, yet he himself keeps pouring money into these initiatives because he can't help himself.
就算美国停止了, 中国会停止吗?
And if America stops development on this, will China stop development? Because there is so much monetary gain behind this.
美国这些商人们这么对, financial gain, 那个经济上的利益有多大呀?
And even there's this yearning for financial gain in the U.S., how greatly this would help the
economy. 所以最近你一到网上一看就知道，有一个研究人工智能的人说，他说，现在OpenAI的人工智能的安全，管安全的，Google管安全都辞职了，因为他们知道非常危险，但是还是要去做，其他人还要继续往下做。And
so those who are responsible for safety at OpenAI and at Google, they actually quit their jobs.
OpenAI.
And so someone said that there's a 99.9 chance probability that that AI will lead to the extinction of man. But I think that person forgot about that 0.1% and what that is.
圣经预言在最后世界末日的时候, 有一个敌基督, 有个超人要出现。
And at the end of the world,
there's an Antichrist.
And that at the end of the world, that there will be this Antichrist who appears.
他是一个超人。
He's a Superman.
我们知道人工智能是个超人, 因为他背后是强大的数据, 对吧? 那个数据库, 我们没有一个人可以赶得上, 但是将来有一个超人会出现, 他会带来这个世界的终结, 他就是一个敌基督的, 是和神对立的。
And we know that even AI, in a sense, is the supercomputer with so much into it, but there would be this Antichrist, this Superman.
他会把这个世界带来终结, 而且看到人工智能这么快的速度发展, 其实这天非常近了，你我都非常非常近。
And this Antichrist will bring about the end of the world, and at the pace of how we see things are developing, that day is drawing very closely.
所以我们如何能够逃脱这个世界的末日，神的这个愤怒, 这个极大的愤怒。
And so then, how do we escape the wrath of God that is to come?
告诉大家，我们现在还有机会。
And I tell everybody today that we still have an opportunity.
我们都知道，我们现在还仍然活在这个时代，叫做恩典的时代，也就是说，还有机会的时代。
We still live in this period regarded as the age of grace.
因为神哈，在这个时代里边一直在忍耐宽容我们人所犯的罪。
Because God is compassionate towards us, even despite our sin, He is still showing His loving kindness.
以至于我们人误会了，以为神是无条件的爱我们。
But man has mistaken this to be an unconditional love.
所以我们就任意践踏神的这个救恩，任意践踏耶稣基督。
So we need to have this need to learn about His salvation, accept this love.
所以圣经告诉我们，神的愤怒已经到了极处，到了极点，这个意思。今天更是如此。
But the wrath of God has already reached such a degree.
圣经说，如果我们阻挡这个救恩，忽略这个救恩，我们所要遭致的那个审判，遭致的这个灾难是何等的大，何等的大，我们怎么可以逃罪呢？
But if we suppress this truth, if we reject this salvation, then the judgment we are to receive will be so great.
所以我们必须要逃离，而神这条逃离的路还为着我们开着。
So we need to escape this wrath, and God has provided to us a way of escape.
我们来看最后一处的圣经哈，在第我们反过去看第十七节。
So
罗马书第一章第十七节。
So let's actually take a look prior to the passage that we read in Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
我们把十六十七都读一下哈。这个福音就是我们所说的那个绝对的真理，对吧？十六节这样告诉我们，我这是保罗这个作者讲的啊，我不以福音为耻，这福音。本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，就是今天我们说以色列人，后是希利尼人，就是希腊人，就是包括美国人、中国人，都是在这个希利尼人的下面。
So let's actually read verses 16 and 17. Here Paul says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel. This gospel is this truth that we are talking about. For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.To the Jew first, which is Israel, and also to the Greek, which encompasses all Americans, Chinese, and everyone else.
All Indian.
And Indian.
Yeah. 第十七节，因为神的义正在，神的义就是神的公义，公平正义，你可以把这么理解。神的公平正义在这福音上显明了，因为主耶稣钉十字架了。这义是本于信，是从信开始的，以至于信，就是从到信结束。因为经上记着说，义人就是一个公平的正义的人，是因信而得生。
Verse 17 says, For in it, referring to Christ being crucified for us, the righteousness of God, or His justice and His fairness, is revealed from faith to faith, faith as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
然后我们再看一处的圣经啊，第五节，第五章，就是翻到后面一点，第五章第九节。
And we'll read one more verse, which is in chapter 5, verse 9.
第五章的第九节这样讲，现在我们借靠着他的血称义，就是我们所有不公平的事情都解决了，就要靠着他，就更要靠着他免去神的愤怒。
It says, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
所以这节圣经告诉我们怎么样逃离神的那个愤怒，就是借着耶稣基督。
So here it tells us, how do we escape the wrath of God? It is by Christ.
其实这是一条路，大家如果看主耶稣在地上这一生的话。
So this is actually a way, a pathway.
Yeah, 因为主耶稣道成肉身啊，他原来是神嘛，道成肉身降到这个地上成为人了，然后呢，他就被审判，然后被钉死在十字架上，然后三天复活啊，这是一个过程，他来。他被审判，就被神愤怒的审判，然后死，然后复活，然后就回到天上去。这好像是一条路，对吧
？And so we see this pathway is Christ being God. He took on flesh, and became man, and then he died on the cross, taking on this judgment of God. But then he was raised up and ascended to heaven. We see this way being drawn out here.
怎么应用在你和我的身上？也就是我们相信就可以了。刚才说的，一切都是因为从信开始到圣经结束。只要信就可以，只要我们信他，就可以免去神的愤怒。
And so how do we go on this way then? How do we receive the salvation? It is by faith, like we read before it.
也就是说，当我们信的时候，神就算我们在耶稣基督的里面，也是经过十字架的审判。所以我们因为有罪嘛，这个罪还是要付代价的呀。所以我们在耶稣基督里面也就被审判，被钉十字架，然后三天复活，然后我们也就经过了这个过程，然后我们就逃离了神的愤怒。
And so when we believe, God counts us as in Christ. And because we have sin, our sin needs to be dealt with. But in Christ, when Christ takes on this judgment for us, then we have already received the salvation through Him.
Yeah, 不光逃离了这个愤怒,
and not only escaping this wrath.
然后你知道吗?因为主耶稣在十字架不是流了血吗?就把我们这个人也都洁净了。所以我们的良心,我们以为总是想到一个绝对公平正义,人间太不公平了。没想到我们自己也不公不义，对吧？然后这个血就把我们洁净了，我们的良心就平安了。
And not only have we escaped this wrath, but the Lord shed His precious blood for us, and this precious blood has cleansed our conscience, and now we have a clean conscience.
这个时候我才突然发现，哦，原来神是可以看得见的，啊，你就很清楚神在你的里面，我们可以和神交谈。
And you'll see that, oh, God is with me, and you can have this fellowship with God.
你会突然有一种感觉，哦，原来回家了。啊、这个感觉很奇妙，只有得救的人可能才会有。我原来不认识，觉得自己不认识神。等我认识神以后，哎，我原来认识你，回家了的这种感觉。
And you have this feeling of returning home, and that only the believer can experience that you were once away from home, far from home, but now you have returned to God's house.
我记得我的孙女原来小的时候啊，这个很快就完了。小的时候，父亲啊、有一个星期大概没有回家吧，在我们家的时候。结果等他爸爸回来
And I'll share a very quick story about how my granddaughter, when she was very young, there was a week where her dad was away.
因为他原来当然认识他爸爸的，对吧？他只是爸爸出去了一个星期，回来以后，当抱着他的时候，他一看他爸爸就哇哇大哭。
And of course, my granddaughter knew who the father was, and when the dad went away for a week, and after coming back, when he picked her up, and she saw that it was her dad, she cried greatly.
她这个我的granddaughter一旦脸展开就不哭了，一看她爸爸，哇哇哇就哭，因为不认识他。
Okay. So when the baby would look at something else, she would not cry, but when she would see her father, she would cry.
我们连来回三次，就是转过去不哭，转过来哇，转过去不哭，转过来哇，眼睛看不认识。
Because in that week she does not know who her father is, so when she turns to the side, she won't cry, but when she turns back to her father, she would cry.
但是没过多久他就开始哦想起来了哦原来这个就是我的爸爸我还不知道忘了
But after a while my granddaughter would remember oh actually this is my father and then she will stop crying
不光我们的良心平安了我们的直觉那个永生啊，那个永生的那个想法满足了
And so not only will our conscience be cleansed but we will also have this now understanding of this eternal life.
我们就在前几天啊，因为我们公司在开始训练，我们要认识到人工智能和它的危险嘛，然后就讲到说，将来有可能这个人工智能可以把人带到解决人永生的问题。
And we were having this discussion about how, you know, AI may be able to solve man's problems.
Yeah, the eternity.
Eternity.、
然后我们在座的人，他不，你有的是有个是犹太人，还有的人更不信的。我才不惜的要有那个永生呢。他们就几乎所有的人都这么说。为什么？你说你今天这个样子活着活一辈子，你活一百岁都够了，对吧？这个样子，你要永生这么活下去，越来越难看，越来越老，你愿意吗？
And there are some Jews and also people who didn't believe when they heard this. They're like, I don't want eternity because they think that eternity is just the way that we are now, forever.
Yeah, 你想想看，这个世界上这么多，这么多苦难，这么多罪恶，你想带着这一切的进到永生，还永远活着，你痛苦都来不及了，对吧？
所
以今天很多人跳桥，在中国大陆，你知道为什么吗？不想活了。
There's so much suffering and so much evil in this world. Who would want to prolong that for eternity? In China today, there's so many people jumping off bridges. Why? Because they do not want to live anymore.
但是主耶稣要给我们的永生不是这样的。
But this eternity that the Lord gives us is not so.
圣经跟我们说是个完美的、没有罪的、永圣洁的生命、永恒的生命。
This is a good and perfect and blameless life.Eternal life.
这个永恒的生命在地上活了三十三年半的时间，你去看圣经，完全没有罪恶。
Because we see Christ, when he was a man on earth for 33 years, he had never sinned. He's perfectly holy.
Yeah,
this is eternal life that the Father wishes to give to us.
好，我们一起祷告。
So let's pray together.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，感谢赞美你。
Our dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you.
你就是我们所寻找的那个真理。
You are the truth that we are seeking for.
当我们听到这么大好的福音的时候，但愿在座每一个人，
when we hear this great gospel, may everyone hear,
都愿意来接受这个救恩。
Be willing to accept this salvation.
主啊，我们实在是求你在这个时候对每一个人讲话。
Lord, may you speak to every person sitting here.
特别是那些还在寻找真理、寻找人生意义的人。
Especially those who are still trying to seek this purpose and meaning in life.
哇，但愿他们在今天就能够明白、能够认识。
That today that they may come to an understanding and know you.
你就是我们要寻找的。
And know that you are the one that we are seeking after.
哦，主啊，你把你自己显现在我们每个人的心里面。
So Lord, may you reveal yourself in each of our hearts.
主啊，我们这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣基督的名。
So Lord, we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.